Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what letter grade would you give your marriage proposal? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, personally, I think a shocking number of Americans would give their marriage proposal an A+. What would you guess Americans would? Remember, we're our country's number one in confidence.
Oh, okay. So what do I think the average score?
No. What do you think? What percentage of Americans would give their marriage proposal an A+?
80?
80?
80%?
What do you think?
I would say 75.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I would have expected it to be that high. Yeah. It's only 40%. It's actually less than 40%. It's like 39% of Americans would actually give their marriage proposal an A+. I asked my wife, what letter grade would you give my proposal to you? And she gave it an A+.
Okay.
But I pulled out all the stops for mine.
You did.
You know, I proposed at Disneyland, but didn't do that basic bitch in front of the castle thing. Like, I set up a private dinner on a balcony at the Grand Californian.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, it was a big deal. Another one that we got on text message that was way over the top, and I love this, was somebody else gave it an A+. It was on a gondola, I'm guessing in Vegas, or maybe not. And at one point, the gondola driver, I guess they're called, said, oh, there's a lot of garbage in the water. You got to help me pick up all this garbage. And she said she was really mad about that.
What?
Until she picked up a bag, and in the bag there was a bottle, and the bottle had a note in it that said, will you marry me? And
aww,
at that point, like, talk about planning ahead.
Yeah.
So many things could have gone
wrong
there.
Also, such a weird way to rope somebody else in. Hey, can you help pick up this garbage?
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Katie? What letter grade would you give your marriage proposal?
I mean, an F.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get proposed to.
Oh,
yeah.
I famously have been married twice and never proposed to.
That's true. And both times you'd get an F? Or whatever it was.
Well, yeah, both times nobody asked me.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever said, like, will you marry me?
Right.
So
916-909-1065. Emily, what letter grade would you give yours?
No, I give him a D. And I think that's being very kind.
Okay.
A D.
Tell us why.
And let me preface this actually by saying this was his plan. So we had just randomly, it was like a Sunday morning, and, you know, we had I don't know if I can say this on the radio. We had sex.
Yeah,
you can say that.
You can say it on this show.
Morning. and he just like rolled over, pulled the ring out, and asked me to marry him.
And that was it.
That was his plan. That was it. I mean, at least he had a ring. That's
yeah, at least he had, like,
but
right. It wasn't like he just rolled over and said, like, will you marry me without any amount of planning.
I don't want to say it seems worse. Well, no, I am going to say it seems worse, because if he just had no ring and was just caught up in the afterglow and was like, you know what? I need to marry you. That is better than...
No, it's not. I'm telling you it's not.
His plan was... This was his plan.
Okay.
To have random sex and then just like... Hey, baby girl. Like, ew. So you guys were both naked when he proposed to you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't love that. Maybe my proposal or lack thereof, was just so bad that anything seems fine to me now.
I think that's where we're at. I think you're the bar. You're the bar for the bottom.
That's so sad.
Emily, thank you so much for calling.
I'm so glad I got to be a part of the show. I listen all the time. Love you guys.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thanks. Love you.
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So what grade would you give your marriage proposal?
He got an A for effort, but I ruined it.
Oh no.
How did you?
So I grew up in Tahoe City, so my now husband planned a trip. He got like a really nice condo on the beach where I grew up. And when we got there, I ended up getting super sick. And he had a whole brunch planned and a bunch of our friends had come.
Oh, no.
So we went to brunch and it had dumped snow the night before. And a bunch of my girlfriends were trying to get me to go across the street to the beach. They're like, let's go take pictures with the kids. And I was like, screw your kids. And they were like, no, you have to. So I literally just threw on a random pair of sweats, a beanie, barely brushed my hair. And as I'm stomping through the snow, my husband is behind me. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, just let's get this over with these kids. Just take the pictures. And then I turn around and he's on one knee. And it was so sweet. And effort on him. And then all of our friends were there. And well, everyone wanted to celebrate. And I just wanted to go to bed.
And you said, I do. Thank you so much for calling.